Hey everybody, today I watched part 11 of 7, directed by David Fincher and starring Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Gwyneth Paltrow. This segment begins at 1 hour and 10 minutes and ends at 1 hour and 17 minutes. Most of this segment is a chase scene. We of course just saw John Doe appear in the hallway. We assume it's John Doe, and fire is laid upon one another, and chase ensues. This is the most action-packed sequence of the film so far. As they're running through the different apartments and the hallways, some kids in one of the apartments is watching Doggone Tired. I want to take a moment to talk about Doggone Tired. It is an MGM animated film that came out in June of 1949. I think it was June. I didn't write down the month, but I think I'm remembering it correctly. It's directed by the legendary Tex Avery. So you got to check this out. It's on YouTube. It's on. Just search for it on Google. You'll find some form of it. So, Doggone Tired. And it's about a rabbit who just spends an entire night screwing with a dog so that he doesn't get a good night's sleep. Because the dog's owner, it's a hunting dog. And their mission the next day is to go hunting for rabbits. But the dog's owner says, you're never going to catch that rabbit if you don't get a good night's sleep. So it gives the rabbit the idea to keep him up all night so he won't be able to hunt very well. That's kind of how John Doe just screwing with Mills and Somerset and the entire police force, in a way. Not exactly the same, but, I guess the more they screw with him, then the least likely they are to actually catch him. Perhaps. So they're chasing through the alley into an abandoned building, then out into the street. John Doe is injured. He's kind of limping, and we don't see his face. This is a preserved mystery. Even if you have the X-ray info on, we don't get who is the cast member. So nicely done, Amazon, or IMDb is part of Amazon, keeping that a secret until we actually get the actual reveal. If they do that in all the movies that are like that, bravo. So they go down a fire escape into the streets. I cannot read that word. I'm not really sure what that word is meant to be. But this is the part where, in real life, Brad Pitt injures his hand. And to get the full story, well, I guess it's full enough of the story. I looked up and found a segment from Inside the Actor's Studio where Brad Pitt recounts this incident. He describes it as he jumps up onto one of the cars. In this sequence, he's running on top of the cars instead of between them. And in one of the takes, he fell into one of the cars through the windshield. And he got up, kept running. And then, I guess at the end of the take, or towards the end of the take, he looks down and sees that he just sliced open his hand. Like, across the tendons in three of his fingers. Which, just describing it that much sounds horrific. But you can... You can see his whole segment of this interview on BravoTV.com. And I just discovered, I mean, the most recent episode is a bunch of folks from The Walking Dead, so I need to watch that. We may talk about that when The Walking Dead returns, and today we watched The Walking Dead Returns. I'm definitely going to, if there's a way to watch the full episode online, I'm going to make, or strongly suggest that Maggie watch it. And I will definitely watch it as well. Okay, so, yeah, the chase continues. They head into another alley, and there's a big truck there. And as Mills is kind of working his way around the truck, he gets attacked from above, knocked down, and John Doe has the upper hand. His gun is knocked away from him, and John Doe picks up the gun, points it at his head. It seems like it's the end of the line, but right at the last second, before Somerset finally catches up to him, he just takes off, runs away. He's made his escape. They go back up to the apartment, and Mills and Somerset get into an argument. They technically have no right to be there. The information that they got from the FBI is ill-gotten, so they can't enter without a warrant or some type of probable cause. Mills kind of concedes, says, okay, you got a point, and then busts open the door anyway. They do have some money left, as it would seem, and they hire a homeless woman, a nearby homeless woman, to lie about having called the police for about a disturbance in John Doe's apartment. So they're covered. They're covered there, and she gets a nice meal out of it. So it's a win-win situation. Except for, well, no, nobody's losing at this point, other than the people who've been murdered. Yeah, that's the except for. They go back up to the apartment and start looking around. We see a few things before we reach the end of this segment, but nothing really close up. It's hard to tell. It's really dark in there. This movie is very dark in general. Hard to see a lot of things. Another piece of trivia that came up. Well, there's one about Brad Pitt injuring his Achilles heel while filming the movie Troy. I didn't really understand why that was important in any way at all, except just to be another Brad Pitt fact. But another fact that is important for this film is that the reason that it's raining the entire time is that it was raining on their first day of shooting, and so they just kept it going with that because Brad Pitt needed to finish filming and then go make 12 Monkeys. By that, I mean he had to appear in the film called 12 Monkeys. He didn't go and get 12 monkey building kits and then make 12 monkeys. It would be kind of weird. But, you know what? Now that I think about it, that does sound like something Brad Pitt might do. And I mean, if they made a documentary about that, I would check it out. Just Brad Pitt there making monkeys. Robot monkeys, I imagine. Not like, it's not a kit full of just body parts with blood that you have to inject into it, and then set up electrodes, hope for a lightning storm, and then breathe life into it. As if you're Victor Frankenstein. All right, so that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can tweet me at TIW Podcast. That is a new Twitter account. You can also reach me at Jay Kyer, but, you know. And be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Catch you later. Bye.